Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Redefining Operational Excellence: New Strategies for Maximizing Performance and Profits Across the Organization by Andrew Miller. Is a business and management book focused on how organizations can improve performance by changing how they think about operational excellence, rather than treating excellence as a fixed destination or a narrow methodology. Miller presents it as an organization-wide mindset grounded in judgment, adaptability, and value creation. The book challenges the idea that Lean Six Sigma, or standardization alone, can produce lasting results in a complex and fast-moving business environment. It is aimed at leaders, managers, and executives who want a broader framework for improving results across people, processes, customers, and strategy. Drawing on Miller's consulting perspective, the book offers a practical redefinition of operational excellence that emphasizes culture, speed, innovation, and talent rather than process efficiency alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, operational excellence as a mindset, not a methodology. The central argument of the book is that operational excellence should not be reduced to a toolkit or a certification-driven approach. Miller treats it as a mindset that must exist throughout the organization, especially in how people make decisions on the front line. This matters because fixed methodologies can become rigid and can discourage judgment when conditions change. The book argues that organizations often mistake process compliance for real excellence, even though real performance depends on adapting to customers, markets, and internal complexity. By repositioning excellence as a mindset, Miller shifts attention away from simply removing waste and toward creating a culture that consistently asks what adds value. This is a significant move because it redefines improvement as an ongoing organizational habit rather than a one-time transformation project. The result is a more flexible view of performance that can still use methods and tools, but only as supports to better judgment and better outcomes. Secondly, the four pillars that link people, strategy, and customers, Miller organizes operational excellence around four connected areas: attracting and retaining top talent, innovating and collaborating, aligning strategy and tactics, and acquiring and keeping the right customers. This structure is important because it expands the meaning of excellence beyond internal efficiency. Talent matters because the quality of judgment and execution depends on who is doing the work. Innovation and collaboration matter because organizations must improve continuously rather than merely defend existing routines. Strategy and tactics must align because a company can have strong goals but weak day-to-day execution if leadership and operations pull in different directions. Customer acquisition and retention matter because operational performance only has meaning when it supports market value and business continuity. The four pillars make the book more holistic than many operations texts, since they tie internal capability directly to external results. Miller's framework suggests that performance is not created by one department or one methodology, but by the interaction of people, planning, and customer focus across the organization. Thirdly, optimizing speed by knowing when to move fast and when to slow down. A distinctive idea in the book is optimizing speed, which means understanding that effective organizations do not always maximize speed in a simplistic way. Miller argues that leaders need to know when quick action is essential and when slowing down produces better decisions. This is a more nuanced view than the usual business advice to move faster, because not every problem benefits from immediate action. Some situations require rapid response, especially when customer needs, competitive pressures, or operational disruptions demand it. Other situations require patience, reflection, and coordination to avoid costly mistakes. The value of this framework is that it connects tempo to judgment rather than treating speed as a universal goal. It also recognizes that speed affects both performance and culture. Overly slow organizations can become unresponsive, while overly rushed ones can sacrifice quality and long-term results. In this way, the book presents operational excellence as a balance of timing, not just throughput, making speed a strategic capability instead of a mechanical measure. Fourthly, why the book rejects lean alone and challenges old efficiency thinking. Miller is explicit that traditional operational excellence models, especially those centered on lean thinking or Six Sigma alone, are insufficient in the modern business environment. His critique is not that these methods are useless, but that they are incomplete when treated as the definition of excellence. The book argues that organizations cannot achieve sustainable growth merely by cutting waste, increasing standardization, or imposing efficiency from above. In Miller's view, those approaches can help in certain contexts, but they do not address the full complexity of modern organizations, where adaptation, talent, and judgment are equally important. This critique gives the book its sharper edge because it pushes readers to question comfortable assumptions about what improvement means. It also explains why the book may appeal less to organizations strongly committed to existing lean systems. Still, the point is not anti-methodology, it is anti-reductionism. Miller insists that operational excellence must be broad enough to include people, customer value, strategy, and innovation, or else it will fail to deliver lasting results. Lastly, a practical leadership guide for building a better operating culture. The book is designed as a practical guide for leaders who want to improve performance across the enterprise, not just within one department. Its real emphasis is cultural. Miller repeatedly returns to the need for an organization that questions its current operating model and encourages employees to use judgment in the best interest of the company and its customers. This makes the book useful for executives and managers because it links abstract ideas about excellence to everyday leadership behavior. Leaders are not told to chase a single system. They are asked to create conditions in which people can contribute, collaborate, and improve continuously. That includes selecting the right talent, reinforcing cross-functional behavior, and making sure strategic goals are translated into daily decisions. The practical benefit of this approach is that it gives organizations a way to pursue improvement without becoming trapped in procedure for its own sake. The book stands out by combining operational language with a strong message about culture, making it relevant to firms of different sizes and sectors. In conclusion, readers who are likely to benefit most from this book are executives, operational leaders, consultants, and managers responsible for performance improvement across an organization. It is especially useful for people who already know the limitations of narrow efficiency programs and want a broader framework for growth, customer value, and execution. The book offers practical value by showing how talent, collaboration, strategy alignment, and customer retention fit into a single model of excellence. It also adds intellectual value by challenging the common assumption that Lean or Six Sigma fully define operational excellence. Compared with many business books in this category, Miller's work stands out because it is not mainly a process manual. It is a rethinking of what operational excellence means in the first place. That makes it a strong choice for leaders who need a flexible, organization-wide perspective rather than a formula. Its emphasis on judgment, culture, and optimizing speed gives it a more strategic and human-centered character than books that focus only on cost reduction or procedural standardization. If you would like to support Andrew Miller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.